Interview with a young photographer. How did you get into photography? Purely by accident. I was working in a gallery for many years and got bored, and I didn't know what I was going to do next. And sometimes it's a good idea just to like having no idea about what you are going to do with your life, because Providence suddenly acts in your favour to help you, and I didn't have any photographic training at all, but found myself in the middle of a rather extraordinary world of the London art world. Being in the right place at the right time with a great story is more important than being technically brilliant or with no story to tell, and so that is how I started taking photographs of the artists. Is that how the photographs of the London art scene came about? Yes, originally I had an idea of editing a book and working with professional photographers, and then I just realised that this extraordinary thing was happening. And you know, if someone didn't start taking pictures quickly, it would all be over, and in fact, it hasn't stopped. But there was a moment when there was much more sense and community, and somehow taking photographs of artists when they're on the brink of success or just about to get there. But they weren't big names when I was photographing them is more interesting than taking photos of people once they have achieved more fame or success. Do you feel that your photographs make a part of the history of those artists? Yes, but the thing I am a bit worried about the photographs, I think, is that I'm projecting a false image about them, because that story is not so glamorous as the image I project, and it looks like everyone is getting along and loving each other, but lots of them actually can't stand each other. Somehow, by editing the book in a certain way, you can get the impression there is this huge community that works together and loves each other. Some of them do, and some of them certainly don't. Are any of the artists you photographed close friends? Lots of them. To begin with, I was taking photographs with no real aim. It was just the way you might have a camera in a pocket at a party or a weekend trip. People were very relaxed about that. But as soon as it actually became a project which was going to be published, then the whole thing became a little more suspicious. I hope that I didn't become a complete spy, but I went from participant to observer, and I think a few of the artists were a little suspicious of my motives, quite rightly. I would have been a bit suspicious, but I think in the end, I didn't break anybody's trust, and I have got material that would upset a lot of people had I published it, but I didn't because I didn't want to betray anyone's trust or confidence in me. What were you trying to create by photographing the artists in their studios? I am an instinctive photographer and not an intellectual one. I don't think of concepts and ideas like that. I just did it. I didn't see a specific purpose or an end result. It is just an intuitive thing.